We're up to Samech Aleph from the days, the end of the Maase of Rabbi Akiva, sixth big line. Bishar Shotzias Rabbi Akiva Vahariga, when they took Rabbi Akiva out to execute him, Zman Kriyashma Hoya, it was a time for Kriyashma, Vahayu Sorkinis Besorob Masreka Shal Barzo, and they were combing his flesh with iron combs, Vahayu Makabal Avom Achushamayim. And he was Mekavel Oma Chushamayim. He was saying Kriyashma. Omru lo Talmidov Rabbeinu Ad Kan. How much can a person, how far can a person go? And according to what we said yesterday, that it could be that Rabbi Akiva wasn't really chayiv to give up his life. Okay, because not learning Torah, even B'shas HaChmad, is not a kum v'yaseh, it's only a shevi al tase. And therefore, what's it called, could be that he wasn't chayiv to teach Torah Barabim and to give up his life, but he did it voluntarily to make a Kiddush Hashem. So that's what they asked him. Ad kan, even to such a degree. Amar lahem, kol yomai ha'yisi mitztar ha'posik zeh b'chol nafshecha, afilu notles nishmascha. My whole life, right, I was pained over this posik, that even if HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes your life, you have to be willing to give it up and not do what's wrong, or not make a chilul Hashem. So Amarti Mosa Yovaliyodi Vaikaimena, when will it come to my hand? And the simple meaning is, and I'll fulfill this. Right? When will I be able to fulfill this? According to that, he was looking his whole life to be near al Kiddush Hashem. It doesn't mean a person has to look his whole life to have the opportunity to be killed al Kiddush Hashem. What it means is, according to this pshat at least, that a person, it says in Kriyashma, every day, when you say, B'yohafzos Hashem Elokecha, you should have in mind, or even when you say Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad, the Shaloh HaKadosh, I think, says, that you should imagine in your mind as if you're being taken out to be killed, and you're willingly giving your life al Kiddush Hashem. So that means, that's what it means. Every time I said Kriyashma, I imagined to myself as Mekayim this. So now, Achshav Shabali Yodi, now that I'm actually able to do it, Lo Akaimenu, I shouldn't fulfill it. The other pshat, though, they say is that Akayim means to validate. Kiyum Shtaros. Kiyum Shtaros means you validate the Shtar. My whole life, I said to myself, when I said Kriyashma, that I'd be willing to do this. But I never knew if it was really true or not. Now I have the ability to validate the Shtar, to Akayim. Mosa Yovali Yodi Vaikaimenu, when will I be able to validate that I really meant it? Now I have a chance to show that I really meant it. Or Yemarich be'echad, he was said echad long, atshiyotz nishmoso be'echad, until he died while saying echad. Yotz abas kol v'omra shrech Rabbi Akiva, shiyotz nishmoso be'echad. You're so fortunate, your neshama left you while you were saying echad. But the Michtam Eliyahu says a different pshat. He says, marich be'echad means that a person goes deeply into the concept that there's nothing else besides the Rabbanu Shalom. He says when a person reaches that level of Ein Od Milvado, that there's nothing besides Hashem, then he ceases to exist in this world, on this plane. He becomes one with the Rabbanu Shalom. So Rabbi Akiva wasn't killed by the Romans. Yotza Nishmascha Be'echad means that your neshama went out with the concept of Echad, not because the Romans killed you, because you your neshama bonded with the Rabbanu Shalom completely, and therefore you weren't alive in this world anymore. That was the Ashrecha. Amru Malachi Ashores of Nekodesh Baruch Hu, Zu Torah Vezu Schara, is this the reward that one gets for Torah in this world? Nimsim Yodcha Hashem Nimsim, better that he should have been killed by you, God, not by the Romans. Could be the Malachim didn't understand, didn't realize this, how Rabbi Akiva died. Amar Lohem, Chelkom Bechayim. Right, Lamaisa, their chelik in Olam Haba is much, much greater because of this, right? Or that the Marsha says that they got their chelik and the chelik of the Rishoyim. Those who killed them, they relinquished their chelik in Olam Haba, and Rabbi Akiva got not only his chelik in Olam Haba, but Chelkom, the chelik of those Rishoyim too. Yotzo Basko V'yomra, Ashrecha Rabbi Akiva, Sha'ato Mezuman L'chay Olam Haba. Right, you are Mezuman. Tosu says a Ben Olam Haba, not here. Ben Olam Haba, so you don't know Yisurim. Go in, shoo in into Olam Haba. That was Rabbi Akiva, Mezuman L'Olam Haba. So Rashi. Kaya Makabal Olam Omachu Shamayim, Kore Kriyashma. Mimsim yodcha Hashem, mimsim miyodcha hayol olamus, lo midei basar v'dam. Okay, let's go on. Lo yekel odem es rosho keneged shar ha-mizrach, shehu mechuvin keneged beis kodshi ha-kadoshim. Person shouldn't be lightheaded, do things that are not serious opposite shar ha-mizrach, which is in line with the beis kodshi ha-kadoshim. Omer av Yehuda marav lo omru ela min ha-tsofim v'lifnim. It's only from this place called Sofin, that's outside the Beis HaMikdash, from where you can see the Beis HaMikdash and inward. Uberoa, and where you can see, what's it called, the Mokom HaMikdash, the Azara, the Kodesh HaKadosh. Itmar Nami, Omer of Abba Borei, Drabchia Bar Abba, Hachi Omer of Yochanan, Lo Omru Elamin HaTzofin V'Lifnim, only from Tzofin V'Lifnim. Uberoa, and where you can see, all the entrances till the Kodesh HaKadoshim. V'she'ein gather, where there's nothing separating between you and the Kodesh HaKadoshim. V'zman sha'shchina shoren, only when the Shechina was shoren, when the Beis HaMikdash was around. Okay, so Rashi. Min ha'tsofim, mokum she'cholim liros misham harabayis. It's a place where you can see harabayis. Misham v'hala, ein yicholim liroso. From there on, you can't see anymore. It's too far to see. Uberoesh yochal liros misham. Pranim makom namuchu. It has to be a place where you can see. In other words, distance-wise, you can still see the mikdash from that place. But if you're in a lower place or a higher place or something obstructing the view, you won't be able to see it. So it has to be that you actually see. Not only you're that distance where you could see, but there's no obstructions so you can see. And only when the Beis HaMikdash was intact. Okay, Rashi learns before in the Mishnah that we're talking here of Shar HaMizrach was the eastern entrance to the Har HaBayis. So that's where already you can't have Kalas Rosh. And even beyond that, where you could see that place, because the eastern wall of the Har HaBayis was low, so when they made the Paraduma on Har HaZeisim, the Kohen could look over the wall and see the entrance to Kodesh HaKadosh, because he had to sprinkle the blood towards that. So the wall of the eastern wall of Har HaBayis was low, bedafka, so you could see over it from the Har HaZeisim. So it's possible to line up the entrance to Har HaBayis in the east. All the other entrances are lined up together with them. So that's how Rashi learns. The Rambam learns that the Shar HaMizrach is the entrance to the Azara, the courtyard of the Beis HaMikdash, inside already. That from that point on, you're not allowed to be Mekil Rosho. The Gemara seems to say not like that, and it's been at Sofim, even outside the Beis HaMikdash, as long as you can see that place. But we'll see that Rabbi Akiva could be holds not like that. That it's dafka in the place where that the Kalas Rosh is only inside the Beis HaMikdash itself, in the Azora, not outside the Beis HaMikdash, and not even on Har HaBayis, where you could, for the entrance to Har HaBayis. But the Rambam learns is talking about one of the entrances to the Azora, to the courtyard of the Beis HaMikdash. Tan Rabbanan, Hanifne B'Yehuda, person who goes to the bathroom, relieves himself in Yehuda. Yehuda was the area of Eretz Yisrael, what's it called, west, east of Yerushalayim. So the Yifnim Mizrach U'Ma'ariv Al-Tzofim V'Dorim. So he shouldn't position himself facing east or west, but facing north or south. U'V'Galil, in the north, Lo Yifne Elam Mizrach U'Ma'ariv. There you should position yourself east and west, and not north and south, because that is north of Yerushalayim. So when you're east of Yerushalayim, right, or west of Yerushalayim, you should position yourself north and south. When you're north or south of Yerushalayim, you should position yourself east and west. Rabbi Yossi Mater. Rabbi Yossi says it's Mutter. So Rabbi Yossi Omer, Lo Asru Ela Beroa, Uvimokam Shein Shom Geder, Uvizman Shashchina Shora. V'chachomim Osrim. We have three opinions here. That the first opinion is that you should always position yourself not in the direction of Yerushalayim. Second opinion is that it's mutter, bizman hazeh, because the only time that it was aser is when the Beis HaMikdash was around, and you were in a place where there was no nothing obstructing between you and the Beis HaMikdash, and you could see. You weren't in a low place where you couldn't see above what was there, right? Even if you weren't, you were on flat ground, but there was a wall separating between you and the Beis HaMikdash. Still, there was no prohibition. You could position yourself any way to relieve yourself. That's what Rabbi Yossi says. And the Chachamim say it's also. So Mar says, Chachamim hainu Tanakama. The Chachamim say the same thing to Tanakama. Tanakama said also it's also to position yourself in the direction of Yerushalayim. So what's the Chachamim come to add? It could be Nayut Stodim, right? Where it's not directly in line with Yerushalayim, but it's to the side. It's there, it's also Aser, right? It's only direct in line, or even where it's somewhat in line. Rashi. Hanifne b'Yehuda lo yifne mizrach umarev. Achorav l'mizrach. You shouldn't sit with your back to the east, uponav l'marev, and your face to the west. V'lo achorav l'marev, uponav l'mizrach, or vice versa. Not with your, not your back to the west and your face to the east. Either way. You shouldn't sit either way, east to west. Why? Mipnei Yerushalayim be'eretz Yehuda, he bitzvona shel eretz Yehuda, bigvul shebein Yehuda lebinyamin. Right? And Yerushalayim is in the north part of Eretz Yehuda, so all of Eretz Yehuda is lined up somewhat with Yerushalayim, either you're east of Yerushalayim or you're west of Yerushalayim. So if you're in Eretz Yehuda, you are to a certain degree either northeast, southeast, northwest or southwest of Yerushalayim, but mostly east-northeast, east-southeast, or west-southwest, or west-northwest. So you're in the general direction of east or west of Yerushalayim, if you're in Eretz Yehuda. The Yesh me'eretz Yehuda heimena lemizrach, atzof Eretz Yisrael, the heimena lemarav, atzof Eretz Yisrael. Yerushalayim is positioned more or less in the middle of Eretz Yehuda, and you can be east or west of Yerushalayim and be in Eretz Yehuda. She'eretz Yehuda al pnei kol orach Eretz Yisrael hi, min ha'mizrach lemarav, kiritzua aruka uktzora. Dim yifne mizrach umarav, ye pirua ol litzad Yerushalayim, o pirua ol shalafanav, o pirua shalachrav. If you sit to relieve yourself in Eretz Yehuda, either the front is going to be facing Yerushalayim, or your back is going to be facing Yerushalayim. Right, the opening in the front is going to be towards Yerushalayim, or the opening in the back is going to be towards Yerushalayim. Avot tzofim v'darom yifne, but you can position yourself north and south. Uvilvad shlo yifne kineged Yerushalayim mamish bidroma shel Eretz Yehuda. Unless you're mamish in line, south, exactly south of Yerushalayim in Eretz Yehuda, then you can't go north and south. The main thing is you shouldn't be facing directly towards Yerushalayim in that direction. Not front or back. Uve Galil, Shehi b'tzvona shel Eretz Yisrael. The Galil is north of Eretz Yisrael. Is north of Eretz Yisrael. Lo yazir ponav tzof medarim el mizrach marav. Then you're what's it called? If you're going to position yourself north and south, you're going to be in line with Yerushalayim. Hachi garsinu v'chachomim osrim, v'lo garsinu b'chol makom. Chachomim haynu tanakama, the omer lo yifne. Right. The tanakama also said that you can't position yourself east and west. Right. Below Maflik Bain Roel Low Roy didn't make a difference if you can see it or not see it, whether the Beis HaMikdash is around or not. He could be Nayut Stodim, the Yehuda the Golo, the sides of Yehuda and Golo, She'enom Negid Yerushalayim Mamish, which are not Mamish in line of Yerushalayim. You can be Mamish north or south, east or west of Yerushalayim, or you can be off to the side a little bit. The Tanakama Stodim Nomi Asiri. According to the Tanakama, it's Asir even if you're not Mamish in line, but you're basically in line. The Hanifna b'Yehuda kamar kol Yehuda mashma. Tanakama says Hanifna b'Yehuda mashma the whole Yehuda, not only the parts that are directly in line with Yerushalayim east and west, but even the parts that are northeast, east northeast, or east southeast, or whatever. Mashma Rabbanan Basroi Savri kineged Yerushalayim mamish aser. Aval it's tzadim mutar. And the Chachamim who say it's aser say it's only aser if you're in direct line with Yerushalayim, but not if you're not in direct line with Yerushalayim. To ha the Rabbi Yossi kaimi, because they're going back on Rabbi Yossi, who says the Omer lo asru ela beroe of a berachok lo, only if you're close enough to see, but if you're far away, not. Ba'afilu kineged Yerushalayim mamish, and he holds his mutter even if you're mamish in line with Yerushalayim, as long as you're far enough away that you can't see. Ba'asru rabban and la neimer v'chachomim osrim afilu shelo beroe, right? Ba'afilu bisman hazeh Umiu neged Yerushalayim lo. He says, what's it called? And the Chachamim come along and say, you don't have to see. It doesn't have to be in the time of the Beit HaMikdash, but it has to be within the line of Yerushalayim. Okay, right. Tanya Idach, another brisa. Hanifna b'Yehuda, lo yifna mizrach umarev, el tzofen v'dorem, uvegol tzofen v'dorem, osar mizrach umarev mutter. Another brisa, it says similar to what we had before, but not exactly. The Tanakhama says that if you're in Yehuda, so you are basically either east or west of Yerushalayim, then you shouldn't face east and west. If you're in the Galil, you're basically north of Yerushalayim. There you shouldn't face north or south. Rabbi Yossi Mater, Rabbi Yossi Omer lo asur ela baroe. Rabbi Yossi says it's mutter, even in the time of the Beis HaMikdash. Right? As long as you, can't see the Mokom HaMikdash from there. Right? And surely when there's no Beis HaMikdash, there's nothing to see. So therefore, what's it called? It's not asur when there is no Beis HaMikdash. Rabbi Yehuda Omer bizman she Beis HaMikdash kayim asur. Rabbi Yehuda says, when the Beis HaMikdash was asur, was kayim, it's asur. Bizman she ain Beis HaMikdash kayim mutter. It only applies when there's a Beis HaMikdash. When there is no Beis HaMikdash, it's mutter. According to this, Rabbi Yossi would seem to be that even if the Beis HaMikdash is not around, but it's a place where you could have seen the Beis HaMikdash when it was around, still awesome. Right? Not like the first price of Senator Rabbi Yossi. But here we have Rabbi Yehuda who says that it depends when the Beis HaMikdash is around or not. Rabbi Akiva osur b'chol makom. And Rabbi Akiva says osur everywhere. Rabbi Akiva hainu tanakama. Rabbi Akiva says the same thing as the Tanakhama, who says also it's usher everywhere. Mar says he could be nayo chutz laretz. The difference is that applies to chutz laretz or only in Eretz Yisrael. Is it only usher in Eretz Yisrael in the direction of Yerushalayim or even everywhere in the world? You're in America. You can't position yourself east and west because that's the general direction of Eretz Yisrael and Yerushalayim. Rabba habishadin le'livni mizrach umarev. Right? Rabba in Bavel used to put the stones of his bathroom, where he would go to the bathroom in the field, right, east and west, and that's the way he would sit, facing east and west. Ozel Abaye, Shadonu Tzofen V'Dorem. So Abaye came and he switched the direction to north and south. And he shouldn't be facing towards Eretz Yisrael. Ol Rabba V'Tiratzniu. So Rabba came and he put him back where he had him. Omar, my hiding entirely. Who's fooling around with my stones where I go to the bathroom? Anok Rabbi Akiva severely. The Omar b'chol makom aser. And therefore, we'll see that he wanted the stones dafka the way they were, so they weren't facing Yerushalayim. They weren't facing Eretz Yisrael. See Rashi. B'chol makom hilka b'chutz laretz no mikomer. Havishadin le'livni, livenim, shiyoshav aleihem, lefanos, the stones that he sat on to relieve himself, hayu mesukonim uskufos al tzidehem, they were set up on their side, roshon echon lemizrach, vasheni lemarav, and they faced, the stones faced, the way he could sit, right, comfortably, they faced east and west. Roshon echon lemizrach, vasheni lemarav. Levena achas l'tzafon, levena achas l'dorim. One on the east side, one on the west. So he sat facing east and west. V'hu yoshev al ha'achas v'nifne ben osayim. Nimtza hu nifne tzal. No, nifne hu nifne tzal for levarim. The stones were east and west of him. So when he sat facing north and south. He sat on the two stones. He was between the stones facing, right? The stones were on his width. Okay. He didn't want to face east and west in Bavel. Bavel is east of Eretz Yisrael. Okay, this is the way Rashi learns. The openings back in front shouldn't be facing towards Eretz Yisrael. The only problem with this Rashi is that the Gemara says Bavel is mitzvona shel Eretz Yisrael. Mitzofon tipasa chara. Bavel is north of Eretz Yisrael. And in fact, the Gemara says, how do we know Bavel is north of Eretz Yisrael? Because of a pasuk. So everybody asks, well, you need a pasuk to tell me, go look. According to this Rashi, the answer is very simple. Bavel is not really north of Eretz Yisrael. Right? Bavel is Iraq. It's basically east of Eretz Yisrael. Yeah? Yeah, east of Eretz Yisrael. But it's north, east, northeast. So it's somewhat north, but it's mostly east.
So therefore, you need a pasuk to tell me that that's called north, right? Because otherwise, I would say it's klor, it's east. But it's not directly east, it's somewhat northeast, and therefore that's called north. Okay, that's what you need a pasuk for. But Rashi is learning that Bavel basically is east, northeast, and therefore the general direction is facing what's it called east and west, not for facing north and south. So Rabba was careful not to face not east and west, Dafka north and south in Bavel. So Abaya went, Ozo Abaya, Shadanu, Tzaf, Medorim, Nirosim, Yachbin, Rabba, Akach. He wanted to see if it would make a difference. He wanted to see halacha-wise, if he's doing this just because it's comfortable that way, or he's doing it because halacha-wise, he didn't want to face the other way. And he holds that even in Bavel, you have to be careful which way you face. Ish Svir Lek Rabbi Akiva, Domer Bechutz Lartz, Nome Kapdin, Allah de Milsa. Does he hold Lek Rabbi Akiva or not? Is this just convenience, or this is halacha? So he changed the direction to see what Rabba would do. And what's it called? Rabba went and he changed the things back. And he said, who's mixing up? I hold like Rabbi Akiva, and this is the way it has to be halacha-wise. So he learned from that that the halacha is that it had a, that even in Bavel. The Rambam, right, that's how Tosus learns also. The Rambam seems to say over here that was the opposite. Bavel Taka is mitzvon Eretz Yisrael. And Rabba Bedafka sat, what's it called, north and south. And he, what's it called, didn't make a difference to him. Just the opposite. And he sat, what's it called, east and west, Bedafka. And he changed it around to make it north and south, and that was the problem. Okay. I'll see. See what the halacha is here. Maisa, really, it's not nogeila maisa bichlal, because that's why I'm not going to go into it right now. I just want to get a little bit ahead, and then we'll go back, because the whole sugya is talking about besakise or whatever. So we'll come back to what the halacha la maisa is tomorrow. But the halacha is, Tosa says, only where there's no wall. If there are mechitzes around the besakise, then all of these halachas don't apply. So today there's no such thing as a Beis HaKiseh without mechitzas around it. So all of these directions mean nothing. Okay, this, the halacha is not relevant today. Okay. And even if what? Yeah, okay, field, yeah, it's no game. Okay, that could be. Okay, and we'll see also if it only applies to relieving yourself or even urinating. So that's also machlokes. But for the most part, it's not no game. Okay, Tanya Omer Rabbi Akiva, Tam Achas Nichnasti Achar Rabbi Yeshua the Beis Hakise. Rabbi Akiva said, one time I followed Rabbi Yeshua into the Beis Hakise. The Lamadati Mimenu Gimel Dvarim, and I learned three things from him. Lamadati She'ein Nifni Mizrach U'Mariv. I learned that you're not allowed to position yourself east and west, because that was in Yehuda, right? Rashi says it would be Yehuda Havei, right? Because it makes a difference, according to Rashi, where you are in the world vis-a-vis Yerushalayim. The Rambam will see holds, and the Rif, that it doesn't make a difference where you are in the world. It's always east and west, it's awesome. Not what's it called, not because it's towards Yerushalayim, because there, if you're in America, east, west, north, south, it's all in general directions of everything. Right? You can't say if you go straight east, you're going to get to Yerushalayim. Right? So it's just a symbolic kind of thing that the base Kadosh HaKadoshim was in the west. So east and west is symbolic. Right, or it's because the Shechinah is in the west, whatever that means. Right, therefore, west and east is not the right direction. But Rashi learns that it was in Yehuda, and therefore east and west was a problem. So that's the first thing I learned. El etzof medarim, you can only position yourself north and south. I saw that he sat down, didn't stand up. Right, and the Sforim say that it was, well, the Marsha says that it was probably more convenient to stand up, and he made his business to sit down, okay? And therefore I learned that halacha-wise, he bedafka wanted to sit down, and it was also more convenient to sit the other way, and he bedafka positioned himself north and south, where it was more convenient to be east and west, and lamadet yishen mekanchen biyamin ala bismol, and that he wiped himself with his left hand, not with his right hand, and I learned from that that it would have been more convenient for him with the right hand, and the fact that he dafka did it with the left hand, that you're not allowed to wipe yourself with your right hand. Omer le ben Azay, ad kan he asked the panecha barabcha. So ben Azay said to Rabbi Akiva, right, what kind of chutzpah? I mean, you followed your Rebbe into the bathroom to watch how he went into the bathroom. Omer le Torah he, v'lilmud ani tzorich. There was no other way to learn it. So they asked him, why couldn't you just ask him the shaila? Right? So they say that the Marsha says he didn't know what to ask. He didn't know what things, you know, were significant. So I wanted to go and see what was significant. I didn't know what to ask. So I had to go to see. Right, well, I'll tell you another chapter in a second. That's what Marsha says. Right? It's Torah Hivalumar Anitzarech. I had to go learn. Tanya Ben Azay Omer. Ben Azay said, Pamachas Nichnasti Acha Rabbi Akiva the Beis HaKisei. One time I followed Rabbi Akiva to the Beis HaKisei. I learned from him three things. Lamadati shein nifne mizrach umarev, elitzof mitarim. Lamadati shein nifraim mu'umid ala miyushav. Lamadati shein mekankim yamin ala bismol. Same three things. Omer lo Rabbi Yehuda, ad kan he asked the panech barabcha, how chutzpah, follow your Rebbe into the bathroom? Omer lo Torah hi v'limud ani tzorech. Now these two maisim, I saw somebody speaks about it, but doesn't say what satisfied me. A maisa, Ben Azai said the same thing to Rabbi Akiva, that they said to him. Which maisa happened first? Right? And also, he learned the exact same three things. So he heard l'chora from Rabbi Akiva, who followed, Rabbi Yeshua into the Beis HaKisei. He already heard, Ben Azay already had a sense of chutzpah what you did. And Rabbi Akiva told him, well, that's Torah, I had to learn it. And he told him what he learned. And then Ben Azay did the same thing, followed Rabbi Akiva into the Beis HaKisei. Right? And he learned the exact same three things. Which maisa happened first?
Two different
girsas,
the same
maisa? No, it's not two different girsas. It's the Gemara says two maisa. Two maisa. It doesn't say Ika Diamri. It doesn't say, what's it called, the Yesh Omrim. It says two maisa. Two maisa. Right? You can't make up a Gemara. It doesn't say. The Gemara says it's two different maisa. So it could be, first of all, that the idea of Torah, he illuminates, so when he asked him, that you learn more clearly when you see the thing. Right, you see how he does it, mamish. Right, not just he tells you how he does it. That's good. Gadol shimusha yoser milimuda. Right, so he could have asked him the shaila, and he would have told him, but it would make much more of an impression. It's much more intense seeing him in action. So therefore, the difference between learning it in action and learning it just theoretically was mamish. The difference in how the Torah was. So what? You know, so the Maisa, since he did it, L'shem Shomayim, did it for learning's sake, there was nothing wrong with it, nothing not so new about it. Right? Tznius is only where there's no reason, there's no need for it. But here there was a need, Torah-wise. So it's not tznius, right? You go to the doctor and you're sick, right? There's no need of tznius. The doctor examines you in places that are not so new. But you need it. That's not called not so new. The same thing over here. So what's it called? Once Ben Azai heard from Rabbi Akiva, that this is not a chutzpah, right? If it's not a chutzpah, then I want to see too, right? Then it's what's it called? Then, and I can't get the halacha just hearing it from you, because you didn't want to get it hearing it from Rabbi Yeshua either. You wanted to see it for yourself. So if you told me now that it's kedai to go and to see it for yourself, because that's how Torah should be learned, right? Mamish hands-on experience, right? Then I wanted the same thing. So you hold that it's not problems. So I'm going to go follow you into the bathroom, and I'm going to see how you do it. Not just hear what you say. I'm going to see you in action, and then that makes the Torah much more intense. That seems to me the only way of understanding what's going on over here. Rav Kahana, Gona Tuse Puria de Rav Shmai. Another case. Rav Kahana wanted to learn how you're supposed to act with your wife during relations. So he went and he hid under Rav Shmaya's bed, okay, when he was living with his wife. Puri the Rav, what? He was under Rav's bed. Rav Kahana went and he snuck under Rav's bed and he stayed there without him knowing about it, right, one night. Shameh, so he heard, right, he didn't see, because there you're not allowed to, you're not allowed to mishamish mitaso lifnei b'nei adam. That's a separate thing. So he didn't look, but he heard. Right? At least he could hear what was going on. Shameh, the Sach, they talked, the Sachak, and they laughed, V'asa Trachav, and then they had relations. Omar Leh, so he couldn't contain himself, from under the bed, he says, Dami Pume Da'aba Kedlo Tzorif Tavshila. you what's it called? You sound like you never had relations before. It's like, you know, something new, right? You're acting with your wife like newlyweds, right? Omer le kahana hocha at. What are you doing under my bed, right? Poke, get out of here. The lav orach ara. This is not normal. He said, what's it called? Right, you want to learn Gesunder Hate, but this is not right. Amar lo Torah hiva lilmanani tzara. Okay, but you see, we can laugh, but you see the intensity of how much Torah was in their eyes. They didn't think twice about this, right? This is another parsha of Torah. I have to learn it. I can't learn it just by abstract asking shilas. I've got to see it in action, or at least hear it in action, right? And that way it'll make an impression on me. And therefore it didn't dawn on him there was anything wrong with doing that, right? That this is normal. This is the way you learn Torah. Okay? The Rebbe said, with all due respect, Lamaisa, this is right. There's a limit. Okay, Rashi. Adkan, Omer Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Yehuda Havi, Adkan, Kolomer, Kol Zeh, who's dead before? Turn over. Adkan, Kolomer, Kol Zeh, Asta Ponech, Bnei Rabcha, Shiskalta, Becholelu, this is what you're looking at, you're sitting and looking in the bathroom. They spoke to get into the mood of having relations. Then he had relations. Sort of Kahana from under the bed said, right, you're like a hungry person. Like you never had relations before. Like the first time. Right, laughing and talking or whatever. Sarif, Homer Belazi, like what's it called? Sarif Tafshila means you never, like you didn't eat, right? You didn't burn up the, like, burning up the food. Mipnei ma ein mekanchin bimin, right? So we learn that you can't wipe yourself with your right hand. Why not? Ela bismol, why dafka with the left? Amar Rav mei shatora nitna bimin. Shenemar miyamino eish das lamal. The right represents Torah. Torah was given with on the right hand, and therefore the right hand is chashuv. Shouldn't wipe yourself with your right hand. Rabba Barbar Chana, Omer Bnei Shi Krova Lepeh, because it's the one that's closest to your mouth. That's the one you eat with, and therefore the Marsha says Tupshaf. And therefore, since eating, which is the major thing of life, gives the right hand importance, shouldn't use the right hand, which is so important that you eat with, or more pashut. If you eat with it, it shouldn't be the thing you wipe yourself with. Your hand should be clean. What's it called? Extra clean, if you're going to eat with it. So it's either because of hygienic purposes or because the right hand has the importance of the one that you put the food in your mouth with. Rav Shimon Bar Kishon, they should kosher but tefillin. You tie your tefillin with your right hand. Okay, so the Marsha says, yeah, but we tie our left shoe first because that is the side you put the tefillin on. Why over there it's what the tefillin goes on, here it's what you where you tie the tefillin with, right? The right hand is, she says, because by wiping yourself, you're doing an action. So the action that you do to tefillin is with your right hand. Right? You put it on with your right hand, on your left hand. But here we're talking about the hand that you're doing an action with. So the action of wiping yourself shouldn't be with the same hand that the action of putting on tefillin. Now, she'en kein, and when you tie your shoe, you're tying on your left side. That's the same thing as putting the tefillin, tying it on your left side. So depends if you're doing an action or the action is being done to that part of the body. Okay. Yeah, but you're not doing an action there. It's just that's the nifal. That's the action that's been done. So in the Chanami, when you're putting on, tying your shoes, so it's like putting it on your foot. It's like putting the tefillin on. So that what's it called? The tefillin are on the what's it called? The left. Therefore, the left has chashivas. But you're putting the tefillin on with your right hand. Your right hand is doing the maisa mitzvah, right? So the maisa of wiping shouldn't be with the same hand that the maisa of putting on tefillin is. Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak Omer Bnei Shemara Botamei Torah. When you lane, they used to, we'll see Rashi in a second, he said in Eretz Yisrael, they used to lane, so they used to make the tamim with their hands. Somebody here does that, one of the kids, whatever, right? So what's it called? Kitanoi, like a machlokes tanoi, Rabbi Elazar Omer, Nesha Ochelba, the reason you can't use your right hand for wiping is because you eat with it. Rabbi Shomer, Nesha Koseba, because you write with it. Rabbi Kiva, Mishamara, Botame Torah. Okay. And the nafkamina between these tamim would be, what about a lefty? If the reason is because me no Eshtos Lamo, the Torah was given with the right hand, so then what's it called, a lefty also? It's not, does not do with your right hand or your left hand. But if the reason is because you put where you put tefillin, what you eat with, then it depends which hand you eat with and which hand you put your tefillin on. And a lefty does the opposite, so he therefore should wipe with his right hand and not with his left hand. So it depends what the reasons are. Rashi, shekrova lepeh, regilim lehoshito lepeh. You should put it into your mouth. So Rashi's mashma, not that you eat with it, but you put it into your mouth, therefore hygienically it's not a good thing. Shekosha bar tefillin bezro smolo. You tie the tefillin onto your left hand with your right hand. Tame Torah, mahap neginos tame nikra, the truck, shall Torah nevim uksuvim, bein benikut shebesefer, bein bahagboas kol, ube tzilzul neimus hanegina, they're written as notes in the sefer, but they're different kinds of notes when you sing them. So pashto, the darga, the shofar, mahapach, molich yodo, the fitam hanegina. So when you say it, you move your hand according to the tam. Ra'isi, when people came from Israel, they used to do that. They used to, what's it called, make the with their hands, there's a bar, bar mitzvah bar who did that here. What? Yeah? I was head. Who was that? Wiesenberg, Taka, yeah. Everything with the soap, fasuka, whatever. Okay, okay.